From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day's an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright. The Secret Life of Motherhood is a safe space. It's a place where we lift the lid on all the things nobody realizes goes on in motherhood.
Yeah.
I'm Anne.
I am Christine.
And today we're chatting about the differences, or should we say boy mom over here versus girl mom.
Yes. So, I mean, we've had a lot of similarities in our motherhood journey.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest difference is probably the fact that, other than the fact that you have one kid, I have two.
Yeah.
You have a boy,
mm-hmm.
and I have only girls. And
I feel so sorry for you.
Why? It's not that bad.
Well, it's the only thing you know.
It is the only thing I know. My sister's kids, I mean, they have
grown up. She's got one of each.
Yeah, she's got one of each, and they've grown up really, really close to us. All of the kids stay together at the grandparents for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
So her son, I think, is the closest I'm ever going to come to a son. So he's everyone's little boy.
Okay.
And sometimes I look at him, I'm like, no, not for me. I am not a boy mom at all.
I'm very thankful that I am a boy mom.
Mm.
I think a girl and I would have broken each other. Well, I would have broken her. Because I'm the parent. I'm in charge. I think I would have broken a girl.
Did you hope for a specific gender?
Yeah, I wanted a girl.
Really?
Like,
you wanted a girl?
Totally wanted a girl.
No way.
And I remember I went and did that sonar by myself. My husband was out of the country for meetings and stuff. And I called him in the car on the way back home. And as he answered the phone, I was all like, hey. So I just got back from the sonogram. And he's like, what? Is everything fine? Like, what? And I went, yeah. It's a boy.
Aww.
And he was so ecstatic. And I was like, yeah.
Aww.
But now.
Now you're really happy.
Woo.
Yeah.
Woo.
Look, I mean, you can just tell if someone, I think, sometimes you can just tell, is someone a boy mom, a girl mom, or someone who can cope with everyone. And the same with dads. I said to my husband the other day, he is not a boy dad. Absolutely 120% he would have not coped for the boy.
So I think that thing where you say to a dad when they've had like two girls and then maybe three girls and then they stop trying for the boy, then when you say to that dad, he is a total girl dad,
yeah,
out and out, I feel that is kind of like, oh, it's okay. You didn't get the son, but you're good with girls.
Mm.
No?
No. I mean, my husband's actually also said, like, he wanted girls. He was hoping for girls.
Okay.
And he got them. And
okay.
He doesn't miss not having a son. I think a seentjie of the besig wees vir my.
Okay.
Because that's one of the things, right? Boys versus girls. Who's busier and more active and, like, play ball, run around, jump from things.
Make noises. I've said this multiple times.
Yes.
This, like, everything gets scored.
Yes.
So, okay, in that sense. But
boys are definitely worse. My kids can make noise, but
whiny noises,
no,
probably.
Like, they can make random noises, and they can make a noise, but the constant sound effects from boys.
No, it's rough.
It's a thing.
It's rough. Like, your head and your ears and your brain does this. So, and apparently it doesn't stop for a long, long time.
Yeah. Have you ever been told that boys are easier and girls are just so much more emotional? I think we've all heard that.
Yeah, totally. if you've seen my son cry, you would disagree with that statement.
Yeah. I think girls more often express their emotions in a big way.
Yes.
But when boys get to that point,
like they've already soaked, or not soaked it up, sucked it up for so long,
then it's like super drama. And then all the girls are like, what are you on about?
Yeah.
Suck it up. Then they're practicing for man flu. That's boys. And that's the other thing. When boys are sick and when girls are sick, do boys have the inherent, like, is it inherent man flu?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It starts young.
Really?
It starts young.
My girls do not have that. If they get sick, they're fine. Like, they'll play, and they'll... Like, after a while, they'll be like, I'm bored. I really just want to get up and play now.
No, and my son will explain each and every symptom to you in detail. In detail. And then he does it in a voice like this.
Okay.
Like, I'm so cold. Yeah. Okay. Starts young.
It's a boy thing. Definitely.
It's a boy thing. It's a boy thing.
Baby stage. Yeah. Diaper changes.
Yeah.
I've had to change both. You've had to change both. Which was easier for you?
Changing a friend's daughter's diaper scared the daylights out of me. Like, because it just feels like, from a medical perspective, that feels dangerous.
Okay.
My son never peed in my face like you see in the movies.
Yeah.
I don't even think he did on my husband, to be honest. Like, we never had that. There was this trick. I don't know how graphic I can go here, but there's a trick that a friend of mine told me that with a wet wipe before you take the diaper off.
Yeah.
So like just underneath the belly button, you wipe with a cold wet wipe.
So that they do their business. Calms
the business down. Yeah. So maybe that actually worked. I don't know.
Maybe.
But it wasn't like a loose cannon situation.
Not yet. I mean, like, to me,
I'm not blushing, you're blushing.
To me, having to change a boy's diaper, I'm like, what do I do with all of this? Like, I don't know, I've never had this.
You just like, wipe it.
I can't, you see, but this is where, like, my husband, and I think this was because I'm a woman and he's a man, so we're both like, well, I know what to do here, and he's like, I don't know what to do here. I didn't know what to do when I had to change a boy's diaper. I was like, where does... Anyway.
Moving on swiftly.
Do you think boys are really more active and wild, or is it just a stereotype? Okay, is it a incorrect stereotype? Because stereotypes are there for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think boys are more active and wild and jumping off things that they shouldn't be jumping off of, and sporty, and...
When my son was younger, he wasn't really that wild. He's wildering up at the moment. So we're kind of getting there.
Yeah.
Like, when he rides his bike in the street, he'll get more and more adventurous with...
A little bit more daring.
Yeah, he's a little more daredevil.
Okay. I do think boys are more daring, in general, than girls. You do get girls that are a little bit more out there. My sister's daughter is one of them. Like, she'll do everything her brother does. She'll try absolutely everything. Mm. So she's more daring. But I think in general. Yes, probably.
Mm.
Is one easier to shop for than another?
Oh, I think boys, hands down, are easier to shop for.
Like, boys still get plain color shirts.
Yes.
Girls, everything is a fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am not a fashionista at all. So firstly, like, all of this fashionable, trendy stuff. And then crop tops. Please, someone, please explain to me.
Why?
Why? Why the crop top thing? I cannot find a jacket, a sweater, a shirt for my girls,
that is normal.
That is normal length. Like, I can't. I'm going to the boys' section to go and find stuff for them, and that makes it really, really difficult. And girls, it seems like all the fabrics, the frilly kits and the knoppies and the glitter and everything needs to be washed in a certain way. And
well, welcome to my house, cashmere shirt.
What do you mean cashmere shirt?
No, just like anything that needs a fancy hand washer or this. It's going to learn to live the rough life in my house.
The front loader life. How do you handle body awareness or hygiene talks differently as a boy mom? Because girls... My girls, I've had to be very open about the female body and everything it does every month. And obviously, as they grow into puberty, their changes show much more prominently than boys.
Yeah.
So I now have to be sensitive and be like, okay, we need to start covering up. And like, you can't wear short things. And no, you can't sit like that. Because
anymore.
You know, the, but boys stink a lot. Very early.
So much.
So do you tell him he stinks? How do you handle that?
The first time I picked him up from rugby practice, sort of towards the end of summer, so it's already quite hot still. And then he'd also been running around a lot for another sport and at aftercare and stuff. And so then when he got in the car again at the end of the day, I was literally like, my eyes were watering, and I rolled down the windows a little. I was like, whew, the roll-on or the stick, like, I don't know what you and Dad call it, you're still using that? And he's like, no, because it's like starting to become winter now, so I don't use that anymore.
Ah.
I was like, okay, so as we get older, which you're doing, our bodies change. And basically, we start stinking, so please. And you could see, like, I stopped there because you could see he became really self-aware.
Oh, okay.
So... conversation still on the cards.
Okay. Yeah. So, but I mean, boys also don't want a bath. A boy will grow mold.
Yeah.
And even then, they'll be like, oh, I can just like scratch that off.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you.
What are some gender stereotypes that prove completely wrong in your home?
Well, I never got peed on by a baby boy.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Stereotypes that proved wrong.
I do think in your house, though, looking at your son, emotional maturity is a stereotype that probably... Because your son isn't like... I don't want to say he's not silly, because he's got his silly moments, he makes jokes and he laughs, but he's a little bit more...
When is the last time you saw my son?
He just feels a little bit more emotionally intelligent.
Well, yes.
Like the time he told me that I should tidy up my house for a change.
Ooh, yes.
But no, he's like, he's very well spoken, talks about like what he thinks and what he feels. And generally the stereotype is that boys are just these wild hooligans that like stick out their tongues and they're feral. And I don't think your kid's feral.
No, he's not. He can be, but as a rule of thumb, he's not. And in your house?
My youngest
is feral.
Is a little bit
at times.
Feral. Yes. She likes a good fart. Okay. It's her favorite joke to make.
Okay.
She thinks it's the funniest thing.
Okay.
Fart jokes. Absolutely. Poop jokes, fart jokes, absolute favorite thing in the entire world. Okay. She gives her dad a run for his money. And she has no shame.
And is it acceptable to her if one of you, like an adult, farts?
She thinks it is so funny.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
It becomes a competition. Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
So the whole thing about little girls, sugar, spice, and everything nice.
No. No.
Are you worried as a mom of a boy about dating? What are you worried about? Are you worried that he'll break her heart or that she'll break his heart?
I'm just proving your point right here. I'm worried she's going to break his heart.
Really?
Yeah. Aww. And I will come for her. I will come for you.
Look, what I...
Yeah. You won't see me, but I'll come.
What I did say to you earlier was that the mama bear thing, I mm-hmm. think, is also a lot more with a boy mom than a girl mom. Yeah. And I do think if you were a girl mom, you would be very much like, yeah. Well, suck it up, ignore them, it's fine. But you are super mama bear, which I...
Yeah. You think it's a boy mom, girl mom thing?
I do think so. I think for me, our generation is trying to reverse the boys don't cry thing and girls are meek and need to be safe. Mm-hmm. We're trying to change those two things. And I think maybe that is why moms are very mama bear about their boys and you can cry and are you okay? And did she break your heart? Kind of thing. Are you sad? And
cry, damn it, cry!
And girl moms are probably just like, you know what, if you're going to make it in this world, my darling, then you are going to have to power through this. You are stronger than that. You don't have to sit and cry. No one's going to have to save you.
That's true.
Yeah.
That does make a whole lot of sense.
And then the final one, who takes longer to get ready?
Girls.
And who is more and is more pedantic about how they look?
So it kind of comes and goes with my son, but some days he is extremely pedantic about how his hair gets gelled.
Okay.
And then other days, like the last 2 weeks, like he'll walk out of the house with, because his hair is also like he needs a haircut.
Okay.
So he'll have laid funny on it and he's just like, yeah.
That is one thing, though, that boy moms don't really have to deal with is combing hair.
So thankful.
The long hair thing. You don't have to deal with that ever. No,
I'm so thankful.
You also don't have to deal with talking about periods. You don't have to deal with...
Well, that's what I thought. And then another mom... Yeah, see?
You actually have to.
Yeah, because I don't want my son to be that...
Yeah.
...who, like, makes a funny remark or teases a girl or...
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yay.
Well, you know, there's a lot of similarities. Boy moms, girl moms, we're all going through the secret life of motherhood.